USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia, as Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military continues a buildup along its border with Ukraine. And U.S. intel says that Russia is seriously considering an incursion into Ukraine within the next few weeks. Blinken, speaking while meeting with G7 members in Liverpool, England this weekend, says
the president made very clear to President Putin what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says over 1,000 homes in his state are literally gone and thousands of people are homeless, and about 100 people have lost their lives from the tornadoes that struck on late Friday night and early Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Longtime Fox commentator Chris Wallace is coming aboard what's been a rival news network. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus. It's a streaming subscription service, and he'll be hosting a weekday show. More information about Wallace's role there will be released at a later date, according to CNN. New York City's controversial Democratic mayor Bill de Blasio hinting that he may run for higher office. In fact, he may run for governor.
My vision is that we've got to change a lot of things in this state, including helping families. Working families are struggling in the state of New York. They need a lot more help.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, de Blasio did not seem fazed when he was confronted about his low approval rating in a recent poll. He said he will be going around the state to spread his message, though he did stop short of confirming his candidacy for governor. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Continued concerns regarding the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, which is spreading quickly, but which health experts say doesn't seem to be any worse than some other strains of the virus. Health experts are still working to learn more about it. In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH and of the White House COVID-19 team says on ABC's This Week, he believes it's still very important to get vaccinated and to also get the booster shots.
Well, I certainly think, George, it's the optimal care. I mean, for official requirements, it's still two shots of the mRNA and one shot of the J&J for the official determination of what's required or not. But I think if you look at the data, the more and more it becomes clear that if you want to be optimally protected, you really should get a booster.
Again, he was speaking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week. The Denver Broncos honoring former wide receiver Demaryius Thomas as the Broncos lined up with a 10-man formation on their first play of their Sunday game against Detroit to pay tribute to Thomas, who was found dead a few days ago at his home in Georgia. Police say preliminary reports suggest the 33-year-old died from a medical issue. Thomas had just retired from the NFL in June after 10 seasons, playing 8-plus of those years in Denver. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.